The Trev Report for 2005-11-07. Hello everyone, and welcome once again to your monthly Trev Report, wherein there contains many accounts of that which I have been accompanied to in the preceding month. Without further ado, on with the report. Trevor's love life. Signe's new job in Hamada is working out great. She is working 4 days a week and keeping quite busy. She is also reapplying for the JET program this year, so we are both holding our breath on that one. We've been keeping busy in our free time too, socializing, etc. There's really a good group of people here, and we are getting out with them a lot more than we had in the past few years. Signe just got an iPod for her hour and a half trips to Hamada every week. It will be nice to have all those music files in one portable device while we're traveling. Trev's study. I'm still dead set on taking the Foreign Service Written Exam next year at the Osaka Consulate, so I continue to study for it. I'm currently reading a book called The Realities of Foreign Service Life that is written by the spouses and other associates of Foreign Service Officers and Specialists. It really gives you a glimpse into the personal lives of Foreign Service officials and their families. I recently finished reading Inside the U.S. Embassy, which is all about the different roles inside the embassies, but doesn't explore the personal side at all. I think that reading the two books together might give you a really good feel about how life works in a modern-day embassy. I still have a lot of books to read and news to digest, but I'm coming along. I started feeling that I was neglecting my Japanese studies, so I ordered some kanji flashcards to go through one day. I go through once a day, and I write out as many different vocabulary words that's on the kanji card, and I study them. It isn't all out studying, but it's helpful. Between that and writing in my blog in Japanese and English, and speaking it every day for the audio blog, I feel that I'm doing okay with my Japanese. Trevor's work. Work is going well. It really is the same as ever. After 2.5 years of doing the job, I have fallen into a good pattern. I work well with my JTs, and I like talking with my students. I go to elementary schools twice a month, and I always have a good time there as well. As for the next year, unfortunately I cannot keep the same position for more than 3 years, but there is a chance that I will be able to transfer to a larger city and work in elementary schools for a fourth or fifth year on the JET program. Currently, there are 7 of these types of positions in Shimane Prefecture, and 2 of those positions will be open for sure come February, when I can apply for them. I don't know about the rest, I can only hope. In any case, if I don't make it, and Signe does, I'll just follow her wherever she goes on the JET program. If neither of us make it, we'll have to scramble to find private teaching jobs before we have to return to the US, 3 months after our work visas expire. Whatever happens, we'll be up for it. Trev's computers. All the computers are running A-okay. Nothing is horribly wrong with any of them. I haven't been doing much with them except watching the Daily Show and the Colbert Report every day. We also use it to watch Desperate Housewives and Lost each week as well. When Stargate SG-1, Stargate Atlantis, and Battlestar Galactica come back on in January, we'll start watching them again soon. I'm still doing my blog every day I work and recording it for all to hear, but I don't think too many people listen to it. That won't stop me though. Trev's 1-point Japanese lesson. So, you want to learn some Japanese? That's great. Let's review how to conjugate nounal adjectives or na adjectives. A na adjective, like skina, is conjugated like this. Present positive, skina or skides. Past positive, skideshita. Present negative, suki ja arimasen. And past negative, suki ja arimasen deshita. Try conjugating these na adjectives yourself. Kirei na, that means pretty. Yumei na, that means famous. Shinsetsu na, that means kind. Shizuka na, that means quiet. Benri na, that means useful. And hen na, that means weird. Keep up your studies and work hard. Japanese can be a fun and rewarding language to learn. That's about it for this time. Drop me a line sometime. I always enjoy hearing from you. And if you're interested in a more play-by-play portrait of my life, narrated by yours truly, check out the blog at http://www.trevreport.org/blog and listen to the recordings there. Until next month, take care and have fun. Yours, Trev.